The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. Carl and Linda Bott are not here today, so we've got Ted Lighty in for Carl. And I don't know, Brandon, do you want to be Linda?
Sure, I'll be Linda.
Yeah, you don't look anything like her. No. She's much more attractive than you. And we've got Sophie Johnson and Kristen Fisher.
Yes, sir.
With us today. First thing we're going to do is the weather. And then we'll get on to some community talk. We're a community talk radio, so although Carl and Linda do it every day, on occasion they let me host, you know, when they're off on some mission somewhere. It's Carl's birthday, so he deserves to be off today. Actually, today is Carl's birthday. Did you wish him happy birthday, Christina?
If to be honest, not yet. I don't want to call him at 6 o'clock in the morning. I want him to sleep and rest in this beautiful day.
You are so dang squared away.
I think you already get used to wake up every day at 6. But I will see. After 9.
We'll squared away.
We'll make a community call.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make a community call. That's what we'll do, yeah. Yeah, we'll do. Okay, so 605-4567, that's our number here. We're going to have a call-in show today. We want folks to call in and ask us about the new firearms laws, the new processes, the new procedures. All of you went through your CCW class this weekend with me, and I wanted you to share your journey as we started on 8 a.m. and then, you know, moved on to 5 o'clock on Sunday, you know, what you thought about all the different things we did, all the drills, what you thought were very interesting and worked out well, what you thought was a waste of time. I don't care if you tell me it's a waste of time, because if you do, well, then I can just take it out and do something else later, right? I saw Sophie getting a little tired at the end. I almost had to get Big Baby out and sit him in front of you. Keep an eye on you, right? All right. So let's run the weather today. Going to be sunny and hot. And that's about it. No, not really. Sunny and hot, high near 101. Calm wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 71. Light and variable wind. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 103. Calm wind becoming south-southeast around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 73. Wednesday. Go ahead and say it, Brandon.
Sunny and hot.
Yeah, high around 104. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 73. Thursday.
Sunny and hot.
Yep, with a high around 100. So we're getting a little better here. And then it stays 100, 101, 99 for the rest of until Sunday. So it looks like it might get a little cool off next week, which would be really nice. When I retired from the Army, I got back here in 2006, and I could not believe how hot it was, right? I mean, it's nuts hot. But now I'm either to the point where I've resigned myself to the fact that it's just going to be hot and I have to do activities where I'm not out in it all day, or I'm acclimating to it after, you know, 18 years or what's happening here. I don't know what's happening. When I was a kid, I never remember being this hot. Christian, did you grow up here?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever remember being this hot when I was a kid?
I never get used to it.
Oh. No. Brandon, was it this hot when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, it didn't feel like it was this hot. But then again, I felt like as a kid, I didn't really care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what my wife tells me? It's because you were naked and wet all the time.
Pretty much.
Under the hose,
man. I had a barefoot cutoffs, right? We never had shorts. We just cut off our old jeans out there on Bowman Road. And hose and sprinklers and the creek, right? We were always in the water. We didn't have to gut it out in the sun like we did yesterday, right? So I don't know whether I'm just used to it after all this time or what, but even though this year was really hot, It doesn't seem like it affected me that much, as much as normal. And I mean, it was hot.
Seemed like it went by faster.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm really happy about August, because then September, then October.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
And I know you can tell my life, because you guys are with me all weekend, you can tell my life gets way better when it gets cooler.
Yeah.
It is really something out there, you know. when it's warm. But we're smart. We do it in the morning. Mm-hmm. We get off, you know, 11, 1130 before it gets too warm. And then we head over to the classroom where we have our written test and our mental health training and our Andrew Branca video.
Great video.
I love that video.
Yeah.
That Andrew Branca video. And so to give our listeners some context, we did a CCW class this weekend, and Christian and Sophie and Brandon were my students. And Carl told me that I was going to be down here doing my show today, or doing his show today. And I thought, he said, just bring whoever you want. Just get some hosts. Get some co-hosts. I said, oh, I got the best people in my class this weekend. I'm going to see who wants to come down here and get on the radio. Right? And so I want to thank you guys for volunteering. And we're going to be sharing here in just a few minutes about, you know, the weekend and how it went and all that stuff. And I'm going to give you my, you probably got a good feel for how I felt about the weekend, right? It's my favorite thing to do. I've done a lot of things in my life, but I love inviting people into my classroom, right? Which I think is really a trick place to learn and sharing with them. Our philosophy of being hard to convict, right? Of living your life so that you're hard to convict, mm-hmm. of carrying the right tools, of being good with those tools, mm-hmm. learning, that everything that's told to you has to be validated through what, Sophie? What do we validate things through?
The law?
Yeah, law. And that law is manifested in our workbooks as law, or we call it statute or code, case law, or jury instructions. If it's not in those three, it doesn't exist. So I can tell you this right now, and I know, and I'll just go around the table right now. I'll start with you, Brandon, because you know, you got to look at Brandon. Brandon's like this huge, brooding, like built dude with his big beard on it all the way. He has his hat on backwards, right? And if you didn't know better, you'd think he was like getting ready to scuff you up some, right? He's looking at him right at me with his Clint Eastwood look, man. But I'll bet you in that class we debunked a lot of what you heard as a person.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's because there's so much out there that's mm-hmm. bad information. Mm-hmm. That's why I want to make this a call-in call. I don't know if he's going to call or not, but at 605-4567 we have. Three CCW students here who are going to share with you their journey and what they thought of the class, and then also questions. Senate Bill 2 has caused a lot of questions. There's a lot of stuff out there about Senate Bill 2 that people do not know. Most of the worst of Senate Bill 2 was enjoined, and it's now being litigated somewhere above us. I don't know if it'll come back, won't come back, whatever. But I still get people come in on the street or wherever and say, oh, yeah, I can't even carry in my buddy's house if he doesn't have a sign up. And, you know, I can't ride across town without putting my gun away, getting it out, putting it away, getting it out, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's just not true anymore. I hope it never does come true. But it was just a good that was just Sacramento typing faster than they think. Right. That's all that was. And so we got to put up with that. And as an instructor, I'm always having to be on that because that's how people learn in the community is from each other. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the opportunity, maybe like this morning, right, where people can call and ask us questions, they will not get the straight skinny because they will get something from everybody, but most of it will be half wrong, mm-hmm. right? They'll have a good idea about what it is, but it's not right on the money. Mm-hmm. And they don't do that deep dive into law. Like we do. Brandon, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's just pretty much you can't believe everything you're seeing on social media and what they're putting out there on the internet because a lot of it's twisted. You can make most of it up, and you just got to do your research and actually know what you're looking into and what the laws are.
Absolutely. It's on you. It's really on you to do that. And so social media is really bad. I mean, it is really bad. I have to be careful. I have a lot of... the Northern Firearms Instruction page, right, which I want you guys to like today, I'll remind you. Mm-hmm. And then all of our sub-pages, Armed Shasta County, that's an NFI page attached to our big page. And then we have an Armed every other county, too. Like every county working, San Joaquin, Stockton, we have all those armed groups. Mm-hmm. And so if you go there and you see people posting stuff, a lot of it's wrong. And we are always cleaning that up as we go. No, that's not exactly right. But there's a lot to do because people are constantly in those groups telling others that what's not exactly right. All right, hey, Christina, is Anne Marie with us?
She will call us shortly.
And you'll let me know
after the break.
And it is time for a break. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Redding Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm here with Kristen Fisher and Sophie Johnson and Brandon Farrington, and we're going to be talking guns all morning long. But first, we've got Anne-Marie with Community Services. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Good Monday morning. Hi, Ted.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's been a while, eh?
Yeah, a wee bit.
We're going to have to set up a show.
Oh, that would be super fun. Have you come in? Imagine? Yeah. Everyone in the whole county would be awake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would definitely wake up. So I'll tell Carl as soon as he gets back that we're going to set up a show together. We'll do all community talk.
Absolutely. Cool beans.
Yep. Right on. Okay. So what do you got for us this morning?
Well, I enjoyed a little rain Saturday morning while I attended the Tales of Rescue fundraising event at Above and Beyond Animal Care in Bella Vista, and that was this past Saturday. Reading Police K-9 units kicked activities off with a fantastic demonstration. It was a big crowd pleaser. Activities continued throughout the day, and the event raised money for Tales of Rescue in cahoots and the medical needs of several animals, which were showcased on a picture board there. It was a fun community event. As we begin this morning, park fire update. As per CAL FIRE, as of this morning at 6:01 a.m., so this is the latest information, the park fire is now 401,740 acres with 34% contained. It is the largest fire burning in the U.S. and is the fourth largest in California history. This morning, August 5th, Shasta County Child Support Services will host their 8th annual drive-through backpack and school supplies giveaway starting at 9 a.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium parking lot. The event will run until supplies are exhausted. No registration is required, but children must be present to receive a backpack. More information on this annual backpack event can be found on the Shasta County Department of Child Support Services on Facebook. Get ready for National Night Out to take place Tuesday, August 6th. I love this event, by the way. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Anderson River Park next to the River Splash Pad. This free event, hosted by the City of Anderson and Police Department, will feature canine demos, food trucks, and more. For more information, visit the City of Anderson, California on Facebook. Also, the Anderson Fire Department will host an open house to celebrate National Night Out at the fire station located at 1925 Howard Street from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday night. More information can be found on the Anderson Fire Department Facebook page. On Wednesday, August 7th, start your day with Reading Rancheria Discover Health Fair from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2100 Reading Rancheria Road. This is a free event for the entire family. There will be health and wellness representatives, screening and vendors located in the Event Center Eagle Room and Reading Rancheria Community Center. Be sure to check out Reading Rancheria on Facebook. Wednesday night, August 7th, check out Jared Hovis as part of the Mosquito Serenade Concert Series, located at Anderson River Park, 2800 Rupert Road. This free event will start at 6 p.m. with the opening and the headliner at 7 p.m. Food will be available for purchase at the event. Those attending are asked to please keep your pets at home. This Wednesday night summer concert series will run until August 14th. More information can be found at Mosquito Serenade on Facebook. Friday night, August 9th, check out FM Flyby as part of the Friday Night in the Park concert series taking place at Claire Engle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. Look for vendors and food trucks to also take part in this event. This Friday Night in the Park concert series will run through August 30th. For more information, visit Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. Saturday morning, August 10th, join members of the Anderson VFW Post 9650 for their monthly breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. The menu includes chicken fried steak with white gravy, hash brown potatoes, eggs, biscuits, fruit cup, coffee, and juice. Breakfast is by donations only. Suggested amount is $10. There is also a meals-to-go option. For more information, call 530-365-9650. This Saturday, August 10th, there will be a free household hazardous and electronic waste collection event in Burney from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 37571 Mountain View Road. This event is being hosted by Shasta County Resource Management Community Education and is open to Shasta County households. For a list of accepted and non-accepted items, visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook or call 530-225-5789. Also this Saturday, August 10th, there will be a Deaf and Hard of Hearing Awareness Day at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and is being presented by Upstate Hearing Instruments. There will be free park admission available for deaf. For more information, go to turtlebay.org and also check out Upstate Hearing Instruments' Facebook page. There's going to be a lot of fun activities presented that day, including some animal shows with ASL interpreters, and that's just the beginning. Space is limited, so you may want to pre-register as soon as possible. And that is just a sample of events happening around the area. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar, and the community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Redding. Call Curtis Byron today at 530-224-2345.
Anne Marie, do you have like a seminar or class I can attend to do what you do?
What do? I talk.
It just sounded so good, right? I mean, I'm like, she's reading us what's going on in the community, and I'm so into it. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, the Mosquito Serenade, good, yeah. Been a while since I've been there. That's cool.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I don't think you ever met an event you didn't like.
Maybe.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm so grateful you buzzed in today to tell us about the community events. I was sitting here going, yeah, right on. Man, she sounds so good when she does it. I know she's reading it. Do you have to go look at those events every day?
So what I do is I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work to find the events and to make sure I get as much information to the public in a very condensed format.
Well, you do a great job, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yep, and I want you to have a great day.
You too. Have a great Monday, everyone.
All right, I'll see you, and thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Didn't you wish you sound like that on radio?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It was just on, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's like bang, bang, bang. She's just hitting those things. I'm like, all right, that's very cool.
I feel like she was definitely hyping up the community with that one.
I know. I felt like I lived in a different community. Yeah. I'm like, am I missing all of this? What's Anderson Post, VFW Post 9650? I mean, I love that place. How did I not know they had breakfast? Oh, I know why, because I would never get my wife out of bed to go to breakfast at Anderson VFW. That is not using the force.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be burning up some force on that one.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I will kind of continue the conversation. Again, 605-4567. Talking guns this morning. I spent all weekend doing them. We're talking about the Andrew Branca video. Andrew Branca is a nationwide firearms attorney. He only takes firearms cases. And he did an hour-long video with him and his take on the system. Sophie, what did you take away from that video?
One thing I didn't know before watching that video, or really before taking your class, was the five, what are they called?
Elements.
Five elements
of self-defense.
And I thought that was really nice to have because it's complicated if you're ever in a case, but it was nice to, like, when Christian and I or anyone run through scenarios, it's nice to have that framework of what's going to be looked at.
Absolutely. And we put the five elements in the book, but I don't want anyone to think that I wrote them or thought of them. Yeah. He did, right? And so, by the way, you guys can go to lawofselfdefense.com and order his book. It's free.
Okay.
He'll send you a book for free. I think it's $8 for shipping or something like that, but it's a great book, right? He's right. You read it initially, and then you leave it laying around. And then on occasion, you pick it up and do a few pages. You know, maybe, I read at night before I fall asleep normally, because I only get like a page. So it would take me forever to get that book done. But it doesn't matter. I read a little before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And it is just chock full of what you saw yesterday for an hour. The whole book is like that. And I mean, it just really, really digs into it. The points he makes are so, I mean, he makes points like a machine gun, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I want to stop the video and talk, but I can't because I don't have that much time, right? We could do that for 4 hours.
Yeah, we'd be there all day.
Using that framework, right, the five elements, using that framework to dissect every case that you can think of, that would be a good class.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that would be a good class. Because you can apply those frameworks to any, or that framework to any case, any homicide case, anywhere. Mm-hmm. And you could kind of see how it's going to play out or how the prosecutor's, you know, going to take a look at it. So,
yeah.
All right. So, next we are going to head to break. And, Christina's going to play us some Eagles when we bump back in, eh? Life in the Fast Lane. Good pick. I usually listen to the songs a little bit too, so it takes a little second. So, all right, it's break time. We will be right back. Free Fire Radio.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Redding Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song. Thank you.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Right, that's one of my favorite Eagles songs. Right there. You heard that. Sing along, come on. There's a band this guy.
Oh, yeah. Get it, Sam.
All right, I'm getting it. All right, let's go back to work. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's a great Monday. It's a manic, definitely, Monday. We are here with some great patriots and Second Amendment exercising Americans. Who were in class with me all weekend, CCW class, and we learned a ton. But who is, Sophie, the sponsor of this next session?
The sponsor is NRA.
The NRA?
The NRA.
Right on. I like the NRA.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professionals, NRA instructors, provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. You could register online at usgunpro.com. Or call NFI at 999-1822.
Very good. Very good. Now, you know, that's kind of an old live read because now, although I can still, they can still use one of my guns, and they do a lot. But before they can apply for that permit, they must have their own gun registered to them, and they must qualify with it. Mm. But people come through all the time, borrow my gun, decide what they like, or even if they like the idea of it, and then go buy their own and then come back and do an add a gun to it, and then they got a full application, so they can go get their own CCW.
Kind of what Sophie did. You know, she did the course without a firearm yet.
Right, right. Yeah. And she's got hers on 10-day right now, so yeah. She'll be picking up on the 13th. Congratulations. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
You.
We made an appointment for her to do that, yeah. So that's really good. We were talking about Andrew Branca. You can find Andrew Branca at thelawofselfdefense.com on YouTube. He live streams every day, and he's got a great website. And he will send you his book, The Law of Self-Defense, for shipping and handling. It's $8, I think, and it's a fantastic book. So, Sophie, you were talking about what you got from that video, and that video has so many points. Mm-hmm. But what were some of the more poignant points for you?
One thing I found a little bit sad, an unfortunate reality is if you or really anyone go to the court, in the prosecutor's eyes, you're looked at just another criminal that's coming through, mm-hmm. and not really looked at on a personal level, which is somewhat understandable because, I mean, they do this all day, but kind of unfortunate reality.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And you don't really understand. He called it a legal wood chipper.
Yeah.
Right. If you get in the fight, if you use your firearm, you're going to get in the system. Yep. And it is a legal wood chipper. And, you know, you might be the most innocent person on the planet. Right. I mean, you might have woken up in the middle of the night with some dude dressed up like a clown running a chainsaw chasing you around your room. Mm-hmm. And something happens. You're still going to get investigated and you could get prosecuted. And you need to understand that.
Yeah. And there's a 10% conviction rate.
Yeah, no, there's a 95%, but a 10% of the time the jury will get it wrong.
Yeah.
That's the scary statistic.
Even if you're completely innocent.
Even if she's completely innocent.
Yeah.
She saved herself and her family in accordance with the California Penal Code, mm-hmm. right? But there's a 10% chance the jury will get it wrong, and that's a tragic circumstance, spending most of your life in prison because the jury got it wrong. Mm-hmm. If it goes to trial. Mm-hmm. And the amount of money, did it shock you how much money it costs to go to a trial?
I mean, pre-trial, what was $200,000?
Yeah, $200K pre-trial.
Yeah.
You might as well just have that in your savings account.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Or get, no. get insurance.
Yeah, yeah, get insurance. You know, insurance is the order of the day for CCWs, especially since the state is involved so much now, you know, with what goes on with our guns, that it's worth it if you can afford the $20 or $30 to get insurance every month, I think, anyway, because, well, I don't have that kind of money laying around.
Nope.
I'd rather pay $30 than sitting around trying to figure out $200,000.
Right.
Spotify membership, you know.
Spotify membership.
It's the same cost as your Spotify. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's like a YouTube premium membership plus a Netflix. That's what that is.
If you're going to take the responsibility to carry, you know, in public and take that responsibility, you should take the responsibility to pay for you and your family or whatever to have insurance.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Same thing as, like, you know, Ted was talking about yesterday, having a car.
Driving a car.
You got the responsibility of having a driver's license, having a car. Now you have to have the responsibility of having insurance on that car to make sure everything goes smoothly and everything is safe and paid for.
Exactly.
Brandon, how did you feel about the idea that might have been floated to you during that video yesterday that everybody's responsible for their own protection? You're not responsible for anybody.
It's one of those things that you get a different... you think different before you come into the class and hear that video. You think, oh, I'm going to get my CCW. I'll be able to be a hero. I'll protect someone. There's a huge mass shooting somewhere. I'm going to go in and engage that and attack it so I can save everyone. No. You're pretty much putting yourself, you're going to be convicted possibly. They might look at it differently, but if you're there with your family, your best thing to do is honestly just leave. Protect you and yourself and your family. Mm-hmm. Unless you have no escape at all, then you can engage.
Right, right. Or, if, you know, if you're by yourself, you think you can take the shot and save, you know, people, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you've got a guy running around in Mount Shasta Mall with a carbine popping people, and I got my wife in that food court, if I got to shoot my way out, I will, but I'm getting out.
Yep.
I'm not going to battle with my SIG 365 against the carbine. I'm going to lose that one.
Yeah.
Right? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Everybody in that mall had the same opportunity like you guys did.
Yeah.
Spend the money, spend the time, go get a permit to carry a firearm on your body lawfully, and then protect yourself. That's your job. You know?
Yeah, Ted, you said it perfect yesterday. You know, as we become adults, it's your responsibility to protect yourself and your family.
Right.
You know, everybody has and the age you are right now and where we live, you know, everybody has the opportunity to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
And you just didn't take that responsibility to protect yourself and your family.
And you decided if you ever needed to, you would just call somebody with a gun.
Exactly.
And wait for them to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what do you think the chances of that working out okay are?
I guess sometimes it depends on who you call, but nope.
I don't want to take that risk. I don't want to be caught with my pants down.
Right, absolutely. You know, but I'll tell you what, we've got 187,000 people in this county and only 12,000 CCW, so you can kind of figure out who's doing what. You know, and, you know, there is a tremendous pushback in most counties where most of the population lives in California against concealed carry permits. The county of San Francisco, right? Marin, Santa Clara, Alameda, they're going to say, oh, no, we don't push back the Bruin decision. The Supreme Court said we had to issue them. Well, I happen to know how the system works. And there are people that work in those offices, and their philosophy is, no, we're gonna slow roll this.
Yeah.
These people don't need guns. Police have guns. That's that's the only guns we need on the street, right? And I can see their point because they deal with so much gun violence anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they want more?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? But that's not your problem, Sophie. That's not your problem, Christian. That's their problem.
Yeah.
Your problem is you and Sophie,
right?
That's your problem. We talked a lot about living that lifestyle, that gun lifestyle, gun on the body every day, pepper spray, knife, flashlight, and all this stuff. And also living your life just like a square.
In that square. Right?
It's in that square, man. You set your square up and you live in it. And you agree, and we all agree, that that's the square you should be in.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to learn to enjoy the things like your family, right? Mm-hmm. Like your pickup truck, which you can wash, right? Just the stuff that's normal and healthy. You can't enjoy things with that are sketchy activities. I'm not talking about high-risk activities. I'm talking about sketchy people.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
We talked about that FBI statistic said, you know, the real statistic is you may go 1 in 8 lifetimes. That's about how long it's going to take you to use your firearm to save yourself or somebody else if you live a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But if you do not, that thing goes right to the roof, and it gets a 1-to-1 quick. Yeah. And I can prove it, right? Because I have a son who was in that, who got in that situation because of a sketchy situation.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah, it's really that video, and you can watch that video. Just type in Andrew Branca S, like in Sierra 12. It's a talk he's given at a conference that he did. And it's really good to download it from YouTube and just watch it. If you're a CCW holder, it will change your perspective.
It will.
Mm-hmm. It will definitely change your perspective. What did you think about the range training?
Oh, that was really good. You know, I've been shooting my whole life, since I was 10. And been shooting handguns pretty often since I was 18. But, you know, I think you brought a lot of good practices and tools, you know, putting the coin on the sight, you know, finding the wall, pressing, you know, backward C, all that stuff. You know, it's not, I don't want to say it's not taught a lot, but, you know, I've never been taught it.
Right.
You know, and I think you brought a really, really good perspective and knowledge to the class. And I wanted to say also, I feel like if all CCW instructors taught how your company does and how you did, there'd be a lot less risk.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think that's a big issue, you know, because I've already had my concealed carry for 2 years, and I got it in 2021, and I learned nothing, you know, and that's just a reality.
Yep, that's common.
You know, comparing my class then to your class over the weekend, like we maybe touched a law for an hour or two, went out, shot the target 4 times, 5 times, and I left.
Yeah.
You know, and it's scary. It really is.
And that happens a lot.
You know.
Yeah. It happens a lot. You know, all companies are not created equal when it comes to that. All right, so we're gonna continue that. 605-4567, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. If you've got any questions that you want to talk to Christian, Sophie, or Brandon, if you want to ask Christian, Sophie, or Brandon, or you've got something you want to ask me about, 605-4567 after the break. We'll be right back.
We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You had to throw some Eagles in there, didn't you? Bengals in there, didn't you? I saw that, Christina. Christina's the boss producer. She does what she wants. She got that cool haircut, and she does what she wants. Okay. Good job, thanks. Christina. Thank you.
This is my summer solution, to be honest, about the heat that we were talking in the beginning. It was my first summer heat in California, and I swear I almost died.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the worst part.
So you can take all that hair and put it up. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Because I don't spend time and it don't get gross on my forehead.
Right. Yeah. Yes. So this is your first summer?
It's my first hot summer here because last summer was kind of rainy. If you remember.
Was
it was not 120. It's my first 120 degrees I ever met in my life. So it was hard. But I went through it.
Oh, yeah, you're good to go. And the hair works. It's really working. Doesn't get hot like this in Ukraine?
Never. No, we have more Chicago or Washington, Seattle weather. It's kind of rainy, cold.
Hmm. Did you live close to the ocean?
No.
You lived inland?
I live in Ukraine. It's kind of mountain space more.
Oh, nice. And you still talk to your friends back there?
Yes, and I'm going there in two days.
2 days?
Yes, I'm going back to Europe, and I'll see my family in Amsterdam, Poland, and I'll go back to Ukraine for 4 days as well.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.
That is fantastic.
I haven't seen them for 2 years.
I know. Yes. I know. That's very good. And I'm afraid that country's not going to look the same as it did when you left.
And I'm not the same as I left.
No,
I've
no.
I've changed a lot.
Mm-hmm. You're very Americanized now.
I can't say that. I'm not really American and I'm really Ukrainian anymore.
You're in the middle.
We'll see how it's ended, you know.
I hope you stay here.
I will. I will definitely come back and I'll stay. I like the opportunities.
Oh, right on, yeah. Hey, all right, now, are you on fast track to citizenship?
I am a citizen.
That's what I'm talking about. Did they make you go to class and learn all the stuff about
No, I was born here, but I was raised in Ukraine.
Well, that's right. You told me that before. That's right. I'm sorry I forgot that.
Yeah, I was just raised all my life and living in Ukraine with my parents, but I was born here in Philadelphia.
Cool. Right on. All right. Well, so we were talking about class this weekend and and all of the different perspectives that we shatter in that class, right? Like Brandon said, and I could see, Brandon is cool as a cucumber, right? I mean, he's just you can tell he'd be a good bouncer. He's bouncer at the OK Corral for how long?
About 2-3 years.
Yeah. And he's perfect for that, right? Yeah. You see how mellow and non-shakable he is?
Mm-hmm.
But he's what are you, 6'3"?
6'1".
Oh, 6'1"?
220.
But you carry yourself big, larger than 6'1".
Yeah.
It's
the beard.
Yeah. So you can tell that he could do a lot of damage in a little bit of time, right?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, he's always thinking. I can see he's always thinking about what's going on in front of him. And like he said at break, what you do what you did as a bouncer applies directly to CCW Cary, because you had rules you had to follow, right? And your main job was to do what?
De-escalate situations.
Right, mm-hmm. De-escalate. And that's what we do as CCW holders, is we do our best to de-escalate. You know? Now, here's a concept. It didn't come up yesterday, but it comes up in a lot of classes. If you are managing your own escape, right, but it doesn't come quickly, like you're not in your car, you have to somehow de-escalate and then escape, which is what we want to do, right?
Yeah.
Are you, Christian, controlling the situation?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. A lot of people, 100%. Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, no, I'm running from that fight. And
no.
I want that guy to know this, and, you know, he's not going to push me around. No, you control the situation by managing your own escape.
Yeah.
That's you controlling the situation. Mm-hmm. End of story. If you get out of there without the fight, you've won that fight.
Yeah. If you engage in it, and you engage in the same act they're doing, they're controlling the
situation. That's exactly right. Yeah. And we talked a lot about you controlling them, they controlling you, right?
Yeah.
If you engage, they're controlling you.
Yeah.
And you are going to be the one. I'm not going to say that it happens all the time, but they know you've been to class. They know you have a CCW. They know you've been taught de-escalation technique. So when they do the investigation, they're going to put a little bit more weight on you because you should have known better. That's just the way it is, right?
Yeah. And on top of that subject, I like how you brought up yesterday, you know, carry as many tools as you can. So pepper spray, flashlight. So your first instinct isn't to go for your firearm, because if that's all you have and you feel threatened, like Sophia, she feels threatened, and it might not be a life-threatening situation, but to her it might feel like that. But she's got nothing else. She's probably going to pull out her handgun.
Right.
You know, but if she has pepper spray, that flashlight you have is amazing. Mm-hmm. I bought two last night. You know,
the O-lights?
Yeah. Oh,
those are awesome. You know, did you get one just like mine with the box head?
$69 on Amazon or $64. You know, I'm so excited. Never been so excited for a flashlight. Yeah. But having those tools, it's not a life-threatening situation, but I have that flashlight, I have pepper spray.
Yep.
You know, equip yourself for those environments because you are taking that responsibility.
Absolutely. So start with something so you can be proportional.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So because, you know, you're five times more likely to be assaulted in a non-life-threatening form.
Yeah.
And what are you going to use? You got to use something else. Yeah. Pepper spray, flashlight, something.
And in the judge's eye, too, if you had, even if you used your firearm lawfully, you know, they're going to, look, he had pepper spray. He would have used it. He had this tactical flashlight. He would have used it, but the attacker didn't give him the opportunity.
No, he was so aggressive that he couldn't get to it.
Exactly.
You know, and so just having it is something I always recommend that. And man, that strobe on that O-light, it'll shock you.
And it's so fast.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You know, a lot of them are like slow. It's fast.
It will shock you. Actually, twice in the past year, I've stopped crime with my flashlight.
Well, that's what you said yesterday. You said yesterday, you're like, the last guy that arrested him uses a flashlight.
That's right. I don't like guys perfect. With flashlights, man.
Yeah.
You whip out that light and you hit that strobe, they are automatically, everything changes.
Yeah.
They have changed their mind, man. They're like, if he's got a flashlight with a strobe, I don't know what else he has, but I don't want to find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I like hitting them. I just love getting that strobe and saying, bam, what are you doing here? And they're always stealing.
Yeah.
I caught them stealing from my neighbor across the street, right?
Yeah.
And what they had done was they had jumped over into where he kept his dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, he's a contractor, so he built a wall around it. They took out his recycling container and they were filling it full of the firewood he cut to put in his RV to go camping. Well, two dudes and two dogs. One guy jumped over and they were tossed out the firewood. And so I'm there at the gun shop in classroom. I hear bang, bang, bang. I'm like, what in the heck? And so it was dark. It was 6 o'clock. It was last December. And I'm standing there thinking, what could that possibly be? So it was dark. So I just walked over to my side of the street on my side and looked, and I realized what they were doing. And I thought, well, maybe they're doing something for him.
Yeah.
So I'll just wait and see. No. They grabbed that recycling container with two hands and started wheeling it up the street. And so I waited till they got right across from me, and I turned on my light, and I shone it at them. I said, hey, where are you going with that? They said, going with what? Going with that recycling container. They said, oh, we're going back to our camp. This is ours. I said, no, it's not yours. I said, it's mine. I hit him with that. And then I said, well, I already called the police. They're on their way. We can either sit around and wait on them, or you guys can leave that container and go. They looked at each other, and they looked back at me, and they said, we'll sit around and wait. And I hit that strobe, and let me tell you. I said, good, I'm glad. They were like, ah.
Yeah.
That yeah, was nuts. Anyway, we got to go to break. I want to thank you guys for being here. You can either stay after. Enjoy Magazine is coming in today, and he's my my guest for the next hour. So I just wanted to thank you guys for coming in and for coming in this weekend. Do your review. Don't forget to do your review.
Yep.
And then you know you can call me anytime. You got the number. You can always find me at usgunpro.com. My email address is ted@usgunpro.com. And I was honored that you trusted me with your training this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Go to break. Free Fire Radio will be right back.
Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty is in for Carl Butt and Linda, I guess. They are off on assignment for Carl's birthday.
I was going to say some assignment.
Yeah, it's a rough one. But, you know, we always tell them they're on assignment. That way they can imagine Carl, like, you know, getting called back to the Marines and flying around over Israel or, you know, someplace like that, giving him advice and, you know, that kind of stuff. But he's really just on a mule.
He probably would really enjoy that.
Oh, he would totally love it. We have a joke when he teaches with us, we have a joke. If he's not there or he's gone somewhere or whatever, inadvertently somebody will say, he's waiting on his chopper.
Yeah.
Getting ready to smoke a cigar. That's what he's doing. So we're here this morning with, of course, Enjoy Magazine.
Good morning.
James Mazzotta and Rhonda Alvey.
Yeah.
We've done the radio before, so I remember it was a great hours, and it wasn't long enough, so I know this is going to be good. And we're going to talk about the newest issue, right?
Well, that's if my sidekick here actually boned up on the magazine, right? Because sometimes when we when we get in here, the magazine it's funny because it's new for everybody and it's old for us. Right. So, like, we're already on to the next two issues of a magazine. So, like, this issue is out of our head. So,
yeah, you're
like,
already moving on to other things.
We've got to pump the brakes and try to go back and remember, you know, because right now we're like, you know, we're getting ready for Christmas.
Right. No, I understand that.
And September goes to print Monday next week. So, yeah.
So things are already done and we're like, you know, proofing and learning or reading other articles and all that kind of stuff. So,
it amazes me that, well, first off, Enjoy Magazine became a part, became the fabric of Shasta County, 15 years ago? Something
almost
like that?
19 years, or 18 years in October, yeah.
Right, and it showed up slow, and it started, you know, being in a few places, and you pick it up, and it's just so quality. The photograph, the writing, the cover is always fantastic. I don't know who if you have a crew of photographers or if you just consult with photographers or I don't know how it works, but everything in here
They're community photographers.
Yeah, there are people in our community and it's usually Kara Stewart, but a lot of times we'll get
for
somebody
the cover.
Else. Yeah, for the cover. She does almost all of them, but we also have other people that have to step in when Kara's busy. She just got married.
When she goes on assignment.
Yeah.
When she goes on assignment, she's on the big assignment. Yeah. She's on the biggest assignment of her life.
I've actually shot a cover. So I mean,
really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was a long time ago, but yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, so it showed up in a few places. Here was one of the first places. And then here and there, I'd pick it up, and I'd be like, man, who is this Enjoy Magazine? Now, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere that's anywhere has Enjoy Magazine posted in their shop. You know, I was at Griff's Ugly Burger.
I
love that place, too.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, but there 10 tables in there? Uh-huh. And five of them had dudes on their lunch hour reading Enjoy Magazine.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen five men on their lunch hour reading Enjoy Magazine again. So it's just really become its own force.
It's not perfect, but we try really hard to have a diverse content. So that it can engage with anybody at any kind of level. There's always like one thing in there for somebody, you know, if it's like the active outdoorsman or fishing or whatever. And then,
sure.
You know, there's something in there for, you know, a little bit for everybody. We try. And we really try to represent the North State as a whole. I mean, though, you know, Redding is our home, Shasta County is our home, you know, for us, really, we have to be good neighbors up here in the North because we have to stick together and support each other because we're kind of lonely up here.
And that is true, right? Low population base. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of power outside of our little bubble here mm-hmm. because it gets really populated down south and they make their own decisions down there. And so we have to make sure that we continue to do what we do up here, which is provide a community, which mm-hmm. is build a community that's good for everybody, that's inclusive.
Yeah,
opportunity is there for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's
true.
Clean.
Yeah,
relatively low on crime.
And for me, it really always comes back to and what's also in our DNA, right?
Like, right.
I'm the first person to see something cool somewhere else and go, oh, that's so cool. I wish we had that. And that's great if it's a legitimate thing that could be moved into our environment and it works, but I don't also want to just be me too area where we just are doing the same thing that everybody else is doing.
Absolutely.
I want us to find really who we are as a people and the things that we do and showcase that to the world. Right?
That is a great way of framing that.
Yeah.
Because when you look at Enjoy Magazine and you open it up, you never know what's going to be in there. It's always different. And like you said, you're always reaching out and trying to find a different lifestyle, culture, who's who. Mm-hmm. You know, what are these guys doing on the weekend? And it really showcases them well. Like, wow, I never knew. You know, I never knew I had that.
And the other thing that we pride ourselves on is we are a positive, uplifting, non-controversial, non-political publication, right? And there's a lot of people that told us in the beginning that's not going to sell, that it's the negativity and it's the online discourse and all that is what drives everything.
Right.
And we just refuse to believe that. We refuse to cater to that.
And one of the comments I hear most is it's so nice and refreshing because it's so positive.
Yeah.
So,
right. Well, yeah. And here's the thing. I mean, we all need to know what our good neighbors are doing, right?
Right.
I mean, like, there are so many incredible people in our communities here in the North State that are doing amazing things to help people. And like, for instance, this issue here is heavily, you know,
it's pets.
Catered to pets.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that. I have a whole deal I got to go over with the pets with you. My wife.
Yeah.
She
great.
Said, who are you on the radio with? I said, James and Rhonda from Enjoy Magazine. She said, the pet issue was awesome, but we should do that more because she's a cat.
Oh.
She's a crazy cat lady,
she's
right?
She's a crazy cat lady. Okay,
yeah, she
cool.
wants to have a kitten farm. That's where she wants all her money to go. Like, she wants a place where you can bring cats in and have them spayed and neutered and rehomed and a whole volunteer group, right? You know, you see
but
the,
that's
the
cool, yeah. right?
And yeah. there's actually a story in here about it. Place that does that with dogs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So she
yeah.
could be the cat person. And we
yeah.
could be the feature person. Her next year on in the pet edition. On the cover is, that's little Nico. He's like a, I don't remember, are they Sheltie? Is it a miniature Sheltie? I don't know. Whatever Lassie was, but shrunk.
I think it's a miniature.
Miniature. I think it's a miniature, yeah.
And that is,
or is it a collie?
Marian?
No, it's a Sheltie.
Yeah, collie. I don't know. I can't remember what they are. I feel bad because
they're barkers, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he is a barker,
yeah.
But he's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
His owner tries to get him to stop barking all the time yeah. when he brings him around.
You know what else he is? He's a jumper, I'll bet. He jumps and barks.
Yep.
My wife had one of these.
He's kind of a downtown staple, too. He's,
yes. He lives downtown.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. He loves the people. He loves everybody.
His parents, Carlo and Mario, run the Art Hunger down the street.
Oh,
here.
I know where that's at.
Yeah. So, and the funny thing, his name is Nico. That's the name of one of my twins. So it's really funny to see a dog and call him one of my son's names.
Well, you know, I had a dog named Carl.
Did you?
I didn't name him after him. I had got Carl before I knew Carl, but his name was Carl. Everyone loved that.
So I'm sitting here, and I don't know if it obviously is a tradition for you, and you have poured yourself a nice little glass of what Kentucky, what is that?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
Kentucky bourbon. Yeah. Would you like one?
No, thank you. You see all this hair on my chest?
Mm-hmm.
That came naturally.
Oh, okay.
It looks like you're still trying to work on it.
Hey, and the facial hair. We're still working on that, too.
This will help.
Oh, no, I'm working on it. Yeah. I just like to have a
no, I think
not normally out every day because I carry a gun every day. My
yep.
gun is currently unloaded and locked up.
Yep.
But when I'm on the radio, Carl mm-hmm. and I have this habit. When we're
and I knew that,
yeah,
but,
we normally
but
drink the,
there it is. So I was I like that. I like things that people do that are them and tradition for whatever it is that event they're doing, right?
Sure,
like this
yeah.
is a ritual thing for me.
It's a ritual thing
uh-huh.
for us. Yeah, we sit down and we drink on the radio. Not much.
No.
Just a little bit.
No, It just kind of wets your whistle and mm-hmm. makes your tummy on fire and
mm-hmm.
yeah, happy know. On the microphone.
Yeah, it makes you, yeah, it does loosen you
and
up a little bit.
The nice thing about radio is you're not on TV, so you can.
Right absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I would do it on TV too, I don't care. I don't care, right? So the pet thing, my wife is like, I love the pet thing.
Yep.
You should do a pet thing more often. Is this a pet issue?
So every issue has a theme, which is somewhat dominant throughout the publication, but not exact, right?
Like, and the sales reps sell to that theme. So when we say, okay, well, we're going to have a,
got it.
Yeah, so we'll have a pet issue, so the sales reps will... We'll try and find people.
Because
you'll
find a lot of articles in here that we did also on, you know, keeping cool during the summer and going to the coast. Coast.
And mm-hmm, I saw that. Yeah.
Redwoods and Milky Way and all that stuff. So that doesn't follow the pet theme. But a large part of the magazine will follow that theme, and then there will be content for everybody. But, like, for instance, September is what, house or home?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a home theme. So
perfect.
Interior decorating, some construction, you know, that kind of home oriented. So that's what we kind of do. And what we found is it really helps us to sell to markets, right? Instead of it just being all over the board, our sales team know that they have, you know, free reign to go sell as they see fit, but they also then have a little bit of a focus that they can go after to, you know, encourage new advertisers that are in a certain market that, you know, haven't chosen to advertise before and may, because there could be something that they're doing that's kind of special or, you know.
And the advertising is a special price too, so it's a little more affordable for people. They're not full page ads, they're just a third page ad, which mm-hmm, is not something that we typically have done in the past. So it's kind of a new thing we started last year, and It's done really well. We started it with the women's issue in March last year, maybe.
Yeah.
But, man, it was huge. It was huge. And then it was huge again this year, the March issue. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you about, obviously, the issue, but I'm really interested in how the model came about. Was it the magazine? Was it a magazine first and then the store?
Oh,
then,
yeah. We'd like to share that.
Yeah.
That is a fun story.
Great story. Yeah. All right. Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Alvey.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Redding Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Unleash the heat and let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Redding since 1969. Redding is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
They're live. Game, set, and match.
Thanks to Grammarly.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Do you know who's playing? Band?
Tears for Fears.
Attaboy.
Mm. Yeah, I know my 80s tunes, brother. We're the same age. I just put together an 80s playlist for my wife's 40th class reunion from West Valley High School. It's next weekend.
Oh, really?
How fun.
280 songs. I forgot them. There were a lot of them that I'd forgotten about.
Too bad we didn't meet just a few days early. I would have just transferred you mine. I have one with 380.
Oh, there you go.
And I built it over the years and that was what I exclusively played as the waiting music for movies in the park for the last 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, hey, is there any way that you could share the playlist that you guys have? It's awesome. And I was like, yeah.
You know what's cool, though? At Rayleigh's, they play that kind of music all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I love going to Rayleigh's because I sing the whole time I shop.
And I don't know, and I love it. Yeah, well, you're shopping, but I don't know if I should be sad that my generational emotional growing up music is now elevator music at the grocery store.
Hey, I am here to tell you that I think about that a lot. Uh-huh. I think about this song is a classic, yeah. And I'm thinking how my kids look at it.
Yeah.
They look at it like I looked at, you know, the Platters or something like that.
Yes, right.
Back when I, you know, not interested.
Your parents' music. Yeah.
It was my parents' music. Yeah. But
you enjoyed it. You enjoyed your parents' music.
Oh, yeah.
I learned
like the
too.
Platters,
yeah.
I love the Four Seasons.
Cause it's funny because I have two of my three boys really like 80s music. Yeah. Like if you go into one of my son's rooms, he's got like, the Smiths and all that up on his wall, you know, Flock of Seagulls. And he's like, this is really good music. And I'm like, duh.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of timeless because if you look, now it's been 40 years, right?
Mm.
A lot of it rolls back through our culture on commercials and movies.
Yeah.
And those kids love it, right? Yep. So it was good music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I think it was
really. And we're seeing even some new bands, produce music now that kind of modeled after those music,
sure.
Like The Weeknd.
Yep.
I think he's awesome, and he sounds like he was from the 80s in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
There's no question. Well, you know, everything comes back around. I mean, look,
yeah.
People are wearing bell-bottoms again. And,
they are.
Everything is cyclic.
Yeah.
But that music, it's timeless. My parents were the Eagles. They were the Eagles freaks. They lived in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They went to the Forum every weekend.
Mine did too.
Linda Ronstadt and Jackson Brown and the rest of them. So that's what I grew up on.
Fleetwood Mac, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac, yeah. So
Day on the Greens. I used to go to Day on the Greens. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was too young for that, but I heard the stories.
Oh my gosh, they were fun.
Yeah.
My first date was at a Day on the Green, and I had never been around a lot of people that did drugs or anything. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. I was stepping over people that were laying in their puke, and it was something.
And on 45 minutes later, there she was. Slumped over with them. I know her. But you used to go to the Coliseum a lot in Rome and watch.
I lived in Marin County, so I used to go to a lot of
concerts. She's thinking the San Francisco Coliseum.
Oh, the San Francisco Coliseum, yeah.
I meant the Roman Coliseum.
Not that old, James.
It is unbelievable. You know, I always joke around in my classes and all that. And somewhere through probably about the first hour or two, you start to really figure out who I am, right? Mm-hmm. We do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
I do all I can. Somewhere in there, I'll be like, I don't like fish or mushrooms or guacamole. I don't eat any of that. who doesn't like the band The Eagles? And everyone kind of looks at me like, the band The Eagles? What is he talking about? I said, if you don't like the band The Eagles, you can get out. I will refund your money. You know?
And it's funny because I just had my refresh not too long ago, and that is true. Yeah. All those things
came
up.
Did I do that?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I've seen them once already this year at the Forum in L.A., and we're going to the Sphere in Las Vegas and watching them in December.
Oh, I really want to go to the Sphere.
Yeah, that the Eagles amazing. Will be great at the Sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The tickets weren't a lot because it's a residence, right? So they're there for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
So we picked December 14th because in my business, everything slows down at the holidays. Nobody wants to go to gun class. Everyone's mm-hmm. working on Christmas parties and things like that. So I normally take the half back of December off, right?
Yeah.
So on the 14th is perfect for us. It's nice and cool.
I remember when I did mine, the day that we did mine, it had been raining forever. And it just poured the day that we were there.
This was absolutely the worst year for weather in classes. We were just talking about that.
I just remember being behind a plastic sheet having to shoot, and the wind would blow either my target over, and they'd have to go set it up, or the water would get heavy on the tarp, and the wind would blow.
And it would run on you?
And it was just a big splash.
Hey, it has been the worst year. It's either been pouring rain or blistering hot every class. It's just a weird kind of year. But, you know, we work around it. We shoot in the morning and put up pop-ups and keep you guys out of the rain and stuff like that. But, yeah, normally it's not like that. Normally, like 80 days out of every 100 here is real mild and nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This year has been a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
So
again, this is our 215th issue.
Wow.
Yes, and it's called Wanderers and Wonders, and it is heavily pet related. And one of the stories that we always cover and we love, and it's been really successful, something that Rhonda put together for us a while ago, and we've made changes to it over the year or so, but is What I Enjoy, and that is always, not always found, but this month is page 17th. And speaking of pets and your cat lady wife and all that stuff.
And the Haven Humane.
Yeah, and Humane. Yeah. And you picking out a dog that needs rescuing.
Yes. Going there probably when I'm done now. Thank you.
We asked Ann Ransom, Director of the Development of Haven Humane Society, what her favorite things are about living here in the North State.
Oh, yeah.
And she is, gosh, man, an outdoors woman. Because just in the first thing, it says, what do you love most about here? And she's like, I love being outdoors. And it goes on to talk about, she's like, you can catch me at Whiskey Town at least 2 times a week. And I'm either swimming, hiking, kayaking, paddleboarding, what other things? And I thought,
snorkeling.
Yeah. It's like, girl, what are you made of? I'm exhausted just listening to you.
She's brand new there. She just started working there, and she was lovely on the phone. I didn't meet her personally, but she was just really fun to talk to. We usually send them icebreaker questions, just random, crazy, you know, if you had a superpower kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been really fun. And the people that do these are usually really having fun answering them too.
Absolutely. So when you do this article, is it normally via question and answer?
Yeah,
I just
email questions and they send them back, answers back.
And then do you put the article together and edit it and make it look
good? Yeah, we edit it, and then I don't put the article, like, I don't do the design.
Somebody else does the
somebody does the design, and then I build the magazine. They send it back to me, and then I'll put the magazine together.
You know, nobody thinks about, there's things we don't think about. Turn on a light, how does that work? Open a faucet, how does that work? Put together a magazine, how does that work?
Every 30 days.
Okay, yeah. So it's a constant, it's just a roll.
It's like a puzzle,
well,
too.
Well, one of the things you asked was when we came back to talk about the history of the magazine, and that's the thing that I always love the most is the fact that, you know, when we decided to do this, so we had a marketing and advertising agency. My father owned KMS Professional Hair Care, one of the largest hair care companies in the world. We were the third largest employer in Shasta County for 30 years.
Up on Caterpillar?
Yeah. We were our first building was down on California Street where Anthony's, the new Anthony's is, and where Shameless used to be.
Oh, yeah.
That is where it started, and everything was manual. And then we finally, once my dad got successful enough, we moved and built our first facility in Bella Vista, California. And that was right next to the grocery store. Excuse me. And then from there, we went out to Caterpillar, which is where our international headquarters then ended up.
Now, do you guys still have that piece of property in Bella Vista?
No. Okay. We sold that to, I don't remember who, but it's It's like a big, huge co-op building now.
Right.
There's like 5-6 different businesses that operate out of it because it's so large.
And you guys were at the end of Caterpillar by Mountain.
Mountain Lake.
Yeah, I remember you.
I was a young man in my 20s back then. So.
It was a great place to work. Yeah. It was a beautiful building. It was just a really fun place to be.
And so,
everybody had KMS.
Yeah.
Every bathroom was full
of KMS.
And that's where I met my wife, Yvonne, and she became the director of marketing, and we all kind of grew. That's where Rhonda started in customer service and ended up in the marketing department. So a lot of us have worked together for 30-plus years.
I've been, worked with you for 25 years.
25 years? Yeah.
That's amazing.
So Enjoy is truly a family thing, you know. And so at some point my father sold the company to a big corporation in Japan. We kind of knew that our time would be limited, even though they said, oh, nothing's going to change. But KMS was unique as it had its own internal marketing and advertising agency. We did all of our own work, right, for all 80 countries that we distributed in. And so my wife and I negotiated a buyout with the Japanese, so we bought that marketing department out. So we bought all the equipment, and then we took a lot of the staff like Rhonda and Michelle and our co-owner and all that kind of stuff and started in-house marketing and advertising. So we became our own agency.
What year was that?
2005.
Okay. Yeah. So you've moved out of where you were at KMS. Yep. KMS is gone.
He's gone.
And you guys started your own agency.
Yes.
Okay.
And the funny thing was, is because we bought everything from the company, we also then bought all the computers that housed all of the information. And so we ended up, the Japanese ended up having to come back to us and hire us as their agency because
you already had all the advertising.
We already had it all.
and we knew the product.
Yeah, we knew the product. They had no clue about, they bought a company. They know nothing about the product, right? And we had all of the, you know, testing and ingredients. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the bottle art. we had everything. So for the next 6 years, they were a client of ours, and they really afforded us to grow our business and to find other clients. But during that period of time, we had decided we wanted to do something that was fun for ourselves, but also that would be beneficial to our community. So, yeah.
And so Do you still do the advertising?
Oh, yeah.
For KMS?
Yeah. I know we have to take a break, so I was trying to find a good place that we could come back to it.
That's a great place. Yeah, I want to come back to this story. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, but this session of Free Fire Radio was brought to you by Cypress Square Barber, my good friends Tim Carroll and Logan Gardner down there on Cypress Square. Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call at 244-9478. Set up an appointment.
And there's a sweet cut on your head right now from them.
Thank you. Yeah. They cut my hair every 2 weeks. I'm a 2-weeker, they call me.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the Monkey Man. The walking down. All the way to hell. Never saw them.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org. Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles.
Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
That is a classic 80s song.
That chick's been around forever.
Oh, she is a force. You know, I think probably the only artist that has more juice as far as longevity than Cher is Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dolly Parton is like, she's at the pinnacle of legend.
I love Dolly Parton.
Everybody loves Dolly. Yeah.
It's funny to think,
American
though, like, yeah,
classic.
She's an icon. She's a treasure. I liked Dolly Parton when I was a kid. It was really weird. My parents were like, looked at me like, what is your deal? And I was like, I used to have a Dolly Parton album that I used to play, and then a lot of their albums that I'd play, but I'd always like Two Doors Down, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And they're like, why do you like Dolly? And I'm like, she's awesome. I just love her.
She's just so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. You know, and I loved her as a movie star, too.
Oh, she was really good.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I tell you what I like about certain artists, and Dolly's one of them, and so is Cher, is they get in their lane and they just stay there. There's no left or right of it. This is who they are. This is what they do, and they've been doing it for 50, mm-hmm. 60 years.
And you know what? She also hasn't done, Now, Cher is a little different, but still Cher really sexes it up and has for a long time. But, right. But it still has something about it that is palatable, like it's not, it's almost over the top, but not quite right. And so you're just like, yeah, Cher. Dolly Parton other than her most prominent assets,
right.
That she's never gotten grimy and grody,
no.
And
no, but
she's just stayed the same.
But she just stayed the same. It's mm-hmm. it's what it is.
And it worked. It's okay. I love it.
It's a perfect business model. I call it the Taylor Swift business model, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
She doesn't go left or right of anything. She stays right in the middle, mm-hmm. right? She's got this persona. She writes good music. She puts on big shows. She makes $1 billion.
Yeah.
She's a billionaire now. But even though I don't listen to a lot of her music because it's just not my style,
uh-huh.
every time I see her, I'm like,
There she is.
She's
same
she's
there.
Right in her line. Yeah. Right in her lane, right? The ones that bounce all over and get all political and weak, whacked out and all that kind of stuff. I just don't like that. It almost is, they feel disingenuous to me.
Well, they are.
Yeah, Dolly Parton is genuine.
Yeah.
That's who
yeah.
she is. And Cher's the same way.
Even if that is a thing that she's put on, she's mastered it.
Sure.
She's put it on for me long enough to where I've completely believed it, and it's, and I'm not saying that it is, I'm just saying, even if it is, it worked.
It worked. And it still worked. And it makes a lot of money, and good for her. She'll be doing it forever.
Yeah.
Like the Eagles, who stay in their lane. They fight, they butted heads, they broke up for 14 years, they came back together. Don Henley's the whip drive, the crack master, you know, whipping those people. Nobody can do drugs anymore, nobody can drink anymore, you know, nobody can do anything anymore except for perform.
Yeah. Right. They gotta fill. Thank God, I don't think if they did, they could perform anymore.
They'd be dead, probably. Yeah, imagine Joe Walsh still doing drugs all the time.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be horrible.
I know.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they're, you know, they're filling the sphere. They got a resident, and they're, you know, they've been doing this for 50 years, so.
And yep.
Anyway, so we were talking about
what
I enjoy here.
Yeah, so when we bought ourselves out.
Right.
We were hired back, and then what happened was we all kind of decided that we wanted to do something that was fun for us, right? And but also kind of gave back to our community and uplifted it in a positive way. And long story short, my mom sent me something in the mail, and she was super excited, and I thought, oh great, she's gonna send me some money or something, right?
Yeah.
And it ended up being this little flimsy rag, magazine thing from where she lived, and Fleetwood Mac actually was in town, and she had a picture in it with Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was the thing, and I thought, aha, this is what we're missing, is a city magazine, right? So the idea was born, and then as we started fleshing things out a little bit, we realized, I don't know that we could pay for a magazine if we just did it on Redding. And so it kind of evolved into a Northern California lifestyle magazine, mm-hmm. with its heart here in Redding. And then we all battled out what the name was going to be, and it ended up being Enjoy. And so long story short, one of our partners went out on maternity leave, and we were hemming and hawing. And then this beautiful lady next to me decided, she looked at us and said, you know, it's either now or never. Like, we got to get off the pot.
Somebody's going to do it if we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It was a great idea.
Yeah. And so she just literally, obviously lots of graphic and experience, but no experience in publishing, so to speak. So there were no rules. We weren't hindered by anything, right?
Right.
And she just, like, went to town.
My brother is an editor at the time, worked for MSNBC and in Washington, and I called him up. I said, what do we do? We want to do this magazine. So he kind of gave us, you know, he kind of got us, you know, told us what our titles would be, because we had no idea who's the publisher, who's the editor, you know.
Yeah.
So he said, you got to do bylines. I said, well, what is a byline? You know, I had no idea.
What is a byline?
It's the name of the writer, photographer at the top.
Called a byline. Look, yeah. Learning has happened.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
right.
We just started to learn, and he was great. He worked with us for the first year, and then
doing editing after
that,
copy editing and all that stuff, and giving us advice. And we just so happened to have one young kid that worked with us that had just come out of graphic school at Chico, Matt Briner, and he was like, I think we need something called a grid, right? So it was like you needed to develop a grid, how the magazine lays out every month, so there's consistency. And, you know, so behind all these pretty pictures are all these lines and things, that you follow when placing things.
Yeah.
To keep
and it's
it
amazing.
For every page?
For every page. And what's really amazing is when I see other magazines, I can tell they don't have a grid, and it just makes me crazy.
So the grid is an electronic
yes.
thing that
yeah.
you put stuff on, and
yes.
the grid just keeps you...
Keeps everything
it's like
balanced,
a map,
in order.
Map kind
yeah.
of. It is like a map, yes.
Yeah.
It's a layout map, and it keeps things in, like, because in the printing world, there's bleeds, which, you know, like this page where the blue goes off the edge, that's mm-hmm. considered a bleed. So, but then there's safety areas where you bleed color, and you can bleed a photo, but you want to make sure that the copy doesn't go off the safety area after it's the page is cut, after it's done being printed.
Because right.
a lot of times if you're out of that safety zone, yeah.
But you thin on one side and long
yeah,
on the other.
Yeah, yeah. So there's all these rules. Anyway, so she just started banging out a magazine, right? And we were like, oh God, we got to get aboard. So she's got all these articles and laying out, and everybody's having fun. And we're like, when are we going to launch? And we're like, oh, in October. And I'm like, okay. And it was like, what, September 20th?
No, it was probably earlier than that. Because,
and she looked at me and she goes, But we have to pay for this, so we need some ads. You need to get some ads.
Yeah, we need some advertisers going on
like,
here.
What? So, you know, myself and everybody kind of pitched in, and like with, you know, within the next probably 20 days or something, we had gone out and used our hopefully our good name and our
friends and family,
mm-hmm. and people that knew us and said, hey,
because we had nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
We couldn't show them anything.
Yeah.
And we were like, will you advertise in our magazine? And it was like, oh, that's really expensive. I know, but it's going to be really nice. I promise. You know, that kind of a thing. And
sure. Yeah.
We got the first one done, and it was like an amazing amount of work. It was like we had given birth to a kid, and we were all so proud. And then I just remember Rhonda looking like, we have like 20 days to get the next one ready and done. And I thought, what have we done?
It's like a monster.
I know. What literally have we done?
And one of the things that we were most worried about was, are we going to have enough to write about, you know, in this area?
It takes creativity to come up with good
but
content.
We have, I mean, people send me story pitches all day long. I have
great.
A folder of story pitches. Some are really good, some are not that great, but I have a lot of story pitches that I can, you know, I can use for.
And one of the things people talk about, you know, the success, because we have had competition, there is competition, we've seen other publications come and go, and, you know, we just were fortunate enough, I think, to really have the, I don't know how to explain it, but we have a system that's in place that is I think our secret sauce that has kept us functioning. And I won't ever say what it is. That's something we do internally, because as soon as we
trade
do that, everybody's going to do it. But
we do the same thing in my business, yeah.
But Rhonda is very adamant that we stick to that, and we, you know, almost 100% do. Occasionally we have to, you know, do one thing or another for other purposes, but for the most part, and what it does is it's kept everything very clear, concise, fair. I mean, just it keeps things so clean.
Yeah.
Because you can find yourself in trouble in publishing really easily.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You can, yeah.
You just get off track a little bit.
Yep.
And you're,
yeah.
And you're off track.
Because people are not nice.
No, I know. No, I get it.
Not all of them. I mean, we obviously cater to the nice, so that's what we try to promote.
And we rarely get any bad feedback.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been maybe I can count on one hand how many times we've had somebody say something negative. So
yeah,
that's which is.
But when it happens to us, it breaks our heart, because it's like you almost feel like, well, that's not. If I mean, we're really sorry, but that's not intentional. We would never
right.
do that intentionally. So for then you feel like you're a criminal.
Yeah.
But there's value in that feedback.
Yeah.
There's value
oh, yeah.
in that feedback.
Absolutely.
For sure. And we'll
it
talk
sucks,
about what I love about this magazine. When we come back from break, I realize now what I love about this magazine the most. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Redding Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Hooks Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KTNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Tell you what it's all about.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
For hire, we're just dancing in the dark.
This is another one that's kept it kind of in his lane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right in his lane, yeah. Carl, that was for you, buddy. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Yeah.
Happy 36th birthday, buddy.
Right.
You look great. He's got all his hair, too, so he's so lucky.
Yeah,
he's got that shock of white hair.
Yeah.
My wife just loves that. White hair. She just thinks Carl's the best looking guy on the planet.
He is. He's a handsome man.
Yes, he is.
That beautiful white hair. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course his wife, you know, they'd make a great
couple.
Oh, well,
she's gorgeous.
Yeah, they make a great couple. That's for darn sure. So happy birthday, Carl. That's
yeah.
why I'm here. They're off on his birthday trip. They are doing something very adventurous. You know, they're on that, horseback trip.
Oh, that's right. He did tell me that. Yeah. Cause he was asking me if I would take the seat that you're in today.
Oh, okay.
And I just couldn't because I have already committed to another program, and actually tomorrow I have 2 hours of live radio tomorrow morning, and yeah, and I had done that last week and stuff, and I was like, oh Carl, please, I'm so tired.
Couldn't you find some other junior varsity host to do it? The varsity team is out. Go find someone else. And I knew that.
I said, I already have to be there at 8, so can you find somebody to take it at 7?
Hey, I knew it was true. You know how I know? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm down the line. It's Trish Clark. It's you. It's all the others. He called me on Friday, and I thought to myself, and I even said to him, Carl, I know I'm the last call. That you're okay. I don't know why.
I don't know why. You
One day
like
you'll
a,
tell me.
You
I'm
seem
sure.
like an A-lister.
Yeah, I know.
Me.
Yeah.
You handle the mic well.
Thank you. Thank you. I think he, I think
if you're feeling left out, I'm more than happy to have you tomorrow on the two-hour show with me. Just it's on the back side of this building.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that. I'll look at my schedule. I'll come over and hang out with you. It'll be fun. What do you guys call it?
So it is, you know, do you know Cal Hunter?
Of course. So, I grew up here.
Yes. Okay. So it's Cal's radio station. And, I don't even remember what half the time what the call letters are and all that stuff. But, it's actually a huge broadcast, largely around all the way to Susanville and up. And I mean, it's a large station. In the morning, it's kind of all a free for all from sometimes, you know, as long as it's local politics, it's, entertainment, it, you know, fire, what's going on with the fire updates, that kind of stuff. So it's just a kind of a free for all. It's designed a little different in that, you know, you come on and you talk for like 11 minutes and then it goes to, you know, pre-canned stuff for a few minutes, for like 7 minutes. And then you come back and you talk for 5 minutes and then it goes away. And so you do that throughout the entire 2 hours. So
it'd be fun. Yeah, I'll be there. I can think about it already because I taught my renewal class last Tuesday, so I'd have a renewal class tomorrow. So I'm available.
Well, I'd love to have you. I'll make sure I have your phone number and we'll make it a date.
Yeah, maybe I'll practice and get good enough so that I'm in the top five when Carl's looking for people to host.
So we were there last week and the mics all went out, and so we had to talk to a computer. So literally it was an iMac screen, and that was had the mic built in and everything. So we're just sitting there looking at a computer screen talking to it. And there is a third person that actually runs the studio in, I think it's Red Bluff. That's where it's headquartered. So there's a third person that's on a mic remotely. So that's the three of us or whatever. So yeah.
Perfect. We'll talk. Let's do it. We'll talk when we're done. So here's my, And I always wondered why this magazine did so well. Here's one of the reasons why I think you guys do so well. We're a small community, right? And there's a lot of faces in your magazine. Familiar faces to me.
Yeah.
Right? These medical professionals that you guys, that sponsor you.
Mm-hmm.
I know most of them. I've gone to them. They've worked on me. They delivered my kids. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, you know, and so when you go through this magazine, it makes you feel like it's even smaller.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like there's nobody you don't know.
Right.
Every page you go to, every 4 or 5
pages. And you can secretly in your living room make fun of them. Like, oh, look at that picture of so-and-so. It's so horrible.
I don't do that. My wife does that. I'm like, oh, look, there's a picture of Dr. Vanuka. Nice.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And that is another thing that's so charming about it, is people love to see their neighbors and their friends and their family.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, it's how you keep up.
Yeah.
You know, it's how you keep up kind of like, oh, gosh, they just, you know. Oh, look, like you said, Dr. So-and-so added the new service. And I kind of need that.
And I know him.
I know,
and
right?
I trust him.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah, right? Exactly.
And so, yeah, good. I think that's one of the things I like about it. And every time I go through here, even on like page 60 on the long shot like that, I know three of those people.
Right there, right? Yeah.
It's just amazing that happens so much. I think that's one of the secret sauces to your magazine is it makes everybody feel connected.
Yeah.
They can connect to
Which is what we need and is what we've lost. Social media was supposed to be designed, in my opinion, to keep us connected. And it has weirdly
divided us.
Yeah, in a really ugly way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's bizarre to me. I don't even know how to describe it. I talked to my wife about it the other day, and I just said, I don't like social media. I just really don't. I mean, other than for advertising for a product or something, when I see it and I think, oh, that's cool, and I go look at it and stuff. But as far as when it comes to people, it's so divisive. It's quite often very sad, and you know, because people are posting things that aren't going well in their lives,
right?
Or it's angry, or it's hyper the other way, where it's like they're, you know, it's like you can't possibly be that happy and have that many trips, right?
Hey, James, that's the one that gets me because I know them.
Yeah, right.
And I mean,
on social media, you look great.
Right. I know them. Right. I know what's going on in their life.
Yeah. I mean,
but
their kids are on drugs.
At first, it was
marriage
fantastic.
Is falling apart.
At first,
and yet,
it was fantastic.
They all look fantastic on a boat somewhere in Fiji.
Yeah, wish you guys could be like us, but you can't.
I know.
Over and over, we have ascended.
Yeah,
you guys are the unwashed masses. Unless you've been here, really, it's just a blue screen behind them. You know?
Yeah, right.
They're nowhere. Yeah.
So social. It has its place, I suppose, but I just noticed, for me, when I think about the world in general, I don't think it's done us such a great service.
True. Because even I succumb to it.
We all do.
I succumb to it.
It's like a train wreck.
It is like a train wreck that you can't quit looking at.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I'll find myself being snarky on social media.
Yeah.
And so what's happened is, and I'm sure this happened with you too, at first in the early 2000s, it really worked well for you.
Yeah.
But now, I might go a week and never look at it.
Because people were real civil also back when it started, right? It was for genuine. People really wanted to shout out and support each other and stuff. And then whatever started happening. And then the pandemic hit. And not a single person on this planet seems to have remained somewhat the same after that whole experience. It has gotten such a weird thing after that.
It has gotten.
During it, after it, everybody's changed.
Most of it. I'd say 80% of it is a complete waste of time and effort. Yeah. And a waste of time. I mean, you just can't. look at the advertising I advertise on social media because, frankly.
Well, it works.
It works.
I mean, it does, yeah, unfortunately, you know, yeah.
It works, unless you have a great advertising medium like Enjoy yeah. Magazine. Other than that, people don't even look at print medium anymore, hardly, you know?
Yep.
And so,
Rhonda and I talk about it a lot. So if you ever went to, I mean, and I'm not asking anybody to, but if you ever went to any of my social media, right, from the day I started, I can probably, I really think, honestly say almost with 100% certainty, I have never gone on social media and ever said something nasty or negative towards anybody or anything.
That's fantastic.
And
I wish I could say that.
And I told her because I just am never going to do it because it just disgusts me, right? And I'm not saying that I'm better than anybody. I'm just saying that I just don't want to fall into that trap. And it's so easy because behind the scenes, you and I have worked for a long time. And you do great things. You do movies in the park.
Yep,
and then you get these people commenting and you're like, it's free.
Yeah.
How do you have something negative to say, right?
We can't even give you your money back.
Who doesn't like movies in a park?
Well, but that my point is, and I just told her, I'm that's it. I can't, I've snapped. I can't do this anymore. I'm getting online and I sit there and bang out this just, you know, horrible thing. And then I retract it and say, no.
Oh, you do. You retract.
Oh, always.
That's what my wife tells me to do. Read it and do it. Send it tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
That was an hour?
Rhonda, that was a whole hour. But we're going to have 2 hours together tomorrow. we'll continue this conversation.
All right.
So fantastic to have you guys on here.
Thank you so much.
The magazine in Shasta County.
Happy birthday again, Carl.
Happy birthday, Carl. Everybody have a great day. Try to stay cool.